This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
I'm not going to go on terribly long, but I will just say that this is one of the very first events in our brand new feature or ongoing sort of programming focus that we call I Love This Film, which is a series that we created that gives opportunities for industry professionals and scholars and others in the entertainment and film community to program a film on our behalf, bring it to us, and share with our community of viewers a film that's been influential to them or has helped to shape their own practice as creatives in one way or another over the years. Today's guest is somebody that we've actually been trying to bring to the Carsey Wolf Center for many years. Our first attempt to get him up here was back in the sort of dark early days of the pandemic when we were going to do a virtual event with him. That unfortunately did not pan out, but we're extremely lucky to have him with us this weekend. He's currently in the middle of, just finished day one of running a two-day screenwriting workshop with about 20 of our undergraduate students called Comedy Writing as a Team Sport. And I know some of those workshop participants are here, so hello to everybody who's joining us from upstairs. And it's just a real treat to have him here. Gabe Liedman is an incredibly funny comic, an incredibly talented writer, director, and producer whose credits are many, but some of the work that you might know him best for includes Broad City, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Big Mouth, Never Have I Ever, Hulu's Pen 15, which I know is much beloved by many folks here. And when we invited him to do the workshop and created the opportunity for him to also program in the theater here, we said, what would you choose if you could program a film that exemplified the kind of comedy writing and comedy practice that you want to work with the students on? He pretty much immediately wrote back and said, Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. And I said, yes, we're doing that because I love this film too. So if you can join me in welcoming our wonderful guest for the day, Gabe Liedman.
Okay, so just a few questions to sort of frame the film for our audience here. So as I mentioned in my opening remarks, you decided to program this film for us to accompany this workshop that you're doing, Comedy Writing as a Team Sport, which focuses on the role of teamwork and collaboration in the development of comedic scripts. And the focus in particular is on world building and character development. So I wondered if you could explain for us, why did this film jump to mind when you were thinking about those themes and why you decided to program this for us?
Well, it's just a great comedy. First of all, I just want to say that it makes me laugh really, really hard. But it was the first example I could think of a comedy that was very obviously written collaboratively. It has two credited writers. Mm-hmm. I felt like given an opportunity to teach a little bit about comedy writing based on my experience of doing it professionally, I thought like immediately the big, you know, lesson I never learned in my screenwriting classes was how collaborative actual television comedy writing is. So that was like the lesson I wanted to hand over, that it is a team sport, like I said in the title of the workshop. But I think even when there's only one person credited, there's often a team of people behind them making it better, bringing out new ideas that they couldn't come to on their own. And the other thing that is, I could sum up my experience so far in my profession is how much community building comes into play in terms of my getting of jobs, enjoying of jobs, putting jobs together, that the friends that you make along the way, the people from, I mean, my last boss is someone that I was in my college improv group with me. Yeah. You know, so it's like these connections really matter, and it's how you get to know each other, and it's how you choose who you surround yourself when you've got a project.
Right, and this film is a great example of that because the stars, Kristen Wiig and Annie Mumolo, are longtime comedic collaborators.
Yep.
Not just on this film, but on previous comedies, Bridesmaids and others.
So yeah, and they're friends from an improv group, The Groundlings.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, just imagine finding your kindred spirit and knowing that this is the person who makes me laugh and who brings out the best in me comedically. And I feel like that's what you see on screen.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, as I mentioned as well at the top, this is one of the first installments in our new series, I Love This Film. And the idea here is to showcase films that have had some kind of influence on our guests' practice, whether that's writing, directing, performing, scholarship, whatever. I know this is a relatively new film, so I don't know that this is like a long-time childhood favorite or anything like that. I don't know, maybe the pandemic
was a dark
time.
Yeah, I'm 4 years old, absolutely. Yeah.
But I wonder if you could just tell us, like, are there elements of this film that you have taken away as a writer or as a stand-up or as a performer that have sort of stuck with you about how you now approach your work?
Yeah, I think watching this movie reminded me that sometimes it's great to just be wild, and that, you know, you can do something professionally that you originally started as like a pretty wacko like art part of yourself. I don't know how else to say that, but so it was sort of like, wow, this is Kristen Wiig. This, you know, like she has ascended to the top of the comedy industry. She's important. She's, you know, she has a million awards. She's been around. People worship her. And given the opportunity to express herself, she was not afraid to be goofy. Or, you know, the term broad is really like thrown around, kind of like weaponized in critiquing comedy writing. But to just like lean into it and yeah, just be wild. So that's something that I definitely took away from this, is like reminder why you started doing this.
And just a sort of a related question, I mean, given the title of the series, I Love This Film, can you just tell us a few things about what makes you love this film so much?
Yes. Yes, I can. I mean, the performances are so funny. They're, you know, full body comedy performances, head to toe. This is, you know, the way that Kristen Wiig and Annie Mumolo are acting are, you know, as much of a character as, you know, anything in The Godfather, right? It's so head to toe. It's so from deep inside. So it feels like, you know, an artistic version of comedy to me. I also love, just as a comedy dork, how many sub-genres of comedy are played in this movie. There's the, like, you know, kind of like, making fun of normcore, mixed with Austin Powers, mixed with musical comedy. It just feels like this funny, just exciting study of this genre.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And just, again, sort of related on that point. So just quick straw poll of the audience. By show of hands, how many folks have seen this film before? Okay, so we have some Barb and Star fans, but also some who are seeing it for the first time, which is great. So knowing that this is some people's first time viewing this film, are there things from like a writerly perspective or a directorial perspective or a design perspective that you would flag as sort of watch out for this? This is what caught my eye. This is what made the film interesting for me, for those who've not seen it.
I mean, something that I definitely that I might just be projecting onto this movie, like out of fantasy, is it felt like I was witnessing 100 inside jokes between two best friends that you can't help but like vicariously laugh at. There are, within the dialogue, within scenes, there are such enormous tangents, but I was pulled in every single time as if I'm like the third friend in some goofy stoner session, right, that I'm not supposed to be a part of or something. So that, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Trish.
Watch out for Trish.
The turtle, the disgusting woman. There's all of these returning jokes just woven throughout that made me feel like, oh my God, I get to see this. Mm-hmm. It was like so funny. Mm-hmm. And stylistically, it's... I mean, just imagine, you know, this came out during like the thick of COVID-19 lockdowns. And so just, you know, I'll really always remember being, you know, kind of locked in my house, gloomy weather, and here you are on a, like, you know, psychedelic beach.
Yeah.
Laughing your brains out.
Yeah, I love, one of the things that sticks in my mind so clearly about it is I love the production design of the Vista Del Mar space. It kind of looks like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Yes, it does. Like totally.
Very like flat painted backdrops. It's like very deliberately cartoonish and flat and 2D in this way that felt really different even from something like Bridesmaids.
Yes,
right? Which was
very,
ostensibly realist.
Very,
right?
Very, very different from Bridesmaids, but same writers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, really interesting thing to think about for our workshop students and when it comes to world building and all of those sorts of things. So stuff to chew on for tomorrow's session. But I think with that, maybe we'll just wrap up here and we'll watch this movie. And then once we're finished, Gabe and I will sneak back on stage. And if you have any questions for him about his work or his relationship to this film.
I didn't work on this film, just a fan.
Yeah,
okay.
Just a big fan. He'd be happy to answer and we can chat with you from stage as well. So thanks again for joining us and enjoy the film.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.